Hi, everybody. This is Ron Armatron from the Creation Light Ship. And again, we're here to have a wonderful healing session and talk about the Light Ship and all that they do for us. And if you have any questions, just scroll down on your screen, you know, click on Creation Light Ship and go underneath the light beam, and there's the BBS Fast Chat that you can click on there. It'll be highlighted with your mouse. And click on it, and you can ask a question if you wish. And what we normally do first is entity work, but I'll just talk about the light ship briefly here. It comes once every 2,000 years. It's here to do the universal shift, which could be, in our terms here, the 2012 shift that people talk about, although I'm not privileged for that information when it's exactly happened because the light only works in the now. But aside from that, they're doing that shift. So here we go. We're going to do some entity work here. And entities are emotional bodies of people who hung on to us, from relatives or just energies themselves that are invisible. These could be called spirits also. And they have all the recorded information on their last lifetime, along with all the lifetimes that they have hopped in other people. So remember, these entities could have been in thousands of lifetimes, and each one gets programmed into them, and they bring you that information. And normally, instead of being the information, it could be addiction. So they can't help you. Remember, people all the time will maybe say out loud, God, I wish God could help me. Well, nothing out there really comes to you in the name of God, just anybody that wishes to. So remember, the God plan is different than the creation light ship. And so when you say, oh, God, can you help me? Well, all these entities say, oh, I'll play God today. And you're inviting them into your space. And remember, this is mind energy. So if you don't understand that, the only way you're going to actually be safeguarded and to be secure in what you're bringing to yourself when you do request something is you have to have your spirit connect to it first. And then if it's negative toward you, it will not come into your body. And that's when you use heart energy. Now, if you use mind energy, just by saying an affirmation out loud, you're probably going to be using mind energy to do that, or if you think of something, and that won't be heart-connected, and you're going to bring to yourself a lot of stuff that you wish you didn't have in your life, and entities are one of them. So here we go. We're going to be doing some clearing, working with the bottom of our feet first and taking out these entities, and here they go. Work our way up our legs to our waist and go to our shoulders and neck and work with our head, working with our fingers. So we're just getting them out of your body right now. Remember, if you're not home, who is? Well, they are the ones that are home. You know, the old saying, life's on nobody home, or, you know, like, if, you know, like I said, if you're not home, who is? Well, then it's entities. So the way you tell if somebody is really conscious or not in their body, fully in their body with their spirit or more so, look at their eyes. If their eyes are glossed over like a dead fish, they're not home. And when they're not home, that means that something else is running their body, because their spirit cannot look out of your eyes, of these emotional bodies. Even though it is a spirit, it will never look out of the eyes, but your spirit will. That's why you have depth in the eyes of people who are more present. And the more the person is in their body, maybe using the term, the more spiritual they are, the more brighter their eyes are going to be. And that's just one way to find out. So always look at somebody's eyes and see who's looking back at you. If nothing's in there, then you might want to run. So here we go. We're taking away these entities here, and we're going to bring more of you back into your body. Here we go. And like I said again, if you want to go on the fast chat and ask your question, we'll do that this evening. So here we go, coming in. I'll count to 10 to command the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And bring some more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now this is your spirit energy, not your emotional body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, your emotional body won't leave you because it's still, your physical body still has life in it, still living. But when your physical body dies, then your emotional body, if it's not taken care of by you, by requesting that it gets returned back to the earth spirit, will be an entity. And then you're going to be out there, your emotional body floating around. Your spirit won't have anything to do with it at that time, but you will have your emotional body floating around going into other people too, just like they're doing to you. So here we go. We're going to do a chakra alignment now. And we're going to go to your heart chakra first. Do an opening here. There we go. Moving it around. Great. Throat chakra. Good. And third eye. Good. And going down below the heart. Power chakra. Good. Solar plex area. And second chakra. Good. And base of your tailbone. Good. First chakra. So an opening for everybody. If you wish to have it open wider than what it is right now, we can do that. We'll go body width. So here we go. I'll use the word spin to increase it. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. And throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Sixth chakra. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Okay, now we're going to do the mind to heart drop. Remember, this is your mental body, and it must surrender its consciousness to your heart center so you can get your guidance in your heart instead of having it between your ears up in your head. This is where you want to go to get your initial guidance with you so that it'll be more correct for you. Remember, your spirit knows everything. The mind just knows it's told to it and what it believes and from the past and from whatever else is experienced in this lifetime, but your spirit is all-knowing. See, this is why you want to do this drop, to be heart-centered. So here we go. Think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart. We're going to drop yourself down here. I'll do it slow at first. You can actually feel the energies move. So here we go. 10, and dropping down. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And now for those of you who need a little more help with this here, we'll do it again. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just sit back and enjoy this communication between you and your spirit. This is your only connection that you're ever going to have to the divine energies with you. should be nestled in your heart center right now. It should feel very nice to you, being connected to your own divinity. So we're having a special event happening tomorrow, which is Tuesday. This will be ongoing. We'll see how this works out here. Rob and Sylvia, who live in Toronto, Canada, has chosen to come forward and to offer some assistance for people and answer questions. They've done quite a few lightship healings, and they have their own experience and takeoff on how these healings have helped them. So they're willing to come forward and to answer your questions. And they won't be doing healings on this call, but they will be talking about the ones that they have had. So if you're interested, the call is going to be every Tuesday, and it's going to start at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And the phone number is 646-519-5800. And the PIN number is 5303. And it'll probably be about an hour-long call. So if you wish to come on and just ask questions about various healings, you can. They'll answer your questions. Rob is a industrial engineer. And Sylvia is a psychosomatic therapist. So they both have kind of diverse information and ways of looking at things. So if you're interested, just call tomorrow and have this wonderful experience, and they'll be able to probably answer your questions about different types of healings, how they've experienced their healings. And they're pretty well grounded in the lightship of what the lightship is doing for us. So hope to have you on that call tomorrow night. So, Sylvia, this is Sylvia, say, number one, and the other one, Sylvia, number two, we'll call her. So, Sylvia, number one, our co-host, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone, and that's really great news about Sylvia and Rob in Canada, so thank you, guys, that's great. So, today we're going to have a wonderful program of helping everyone be heart-centered, connect to their own divinity within, and have some wonderful healings with the lightship. So if you have requests or anything that you'd like to ask about the lightship, please go ahead and type in your questions on the fast chat. And that's very easy to do. If you're new to the program, all you do is you go to the Creation Lightship page from the BBS radio homepage on Station 1, actually. You can click on any of the time slots that we're on, like today's, and you'll get to the Creation Lightship page. And as you scroll down the page, you're going to see a wonderful light being on your monitor from the Creation Lightship. And just below that is a link to click on for getting onto the fast chat. And that will bring up a window for you where you can type in your questions or your requests. And we can't promise to get to everything during the hour, but we will get to as many as we can. And so sit back and enjoy, and have a wonderful experience being in your heart center. So, Ron, can you start by talking a little bit about the clearing of the different bodies, taking out the densities, like the emotional body and so on?
Yeah, that's what I normally start off with everybody, 99% of the time. The emotional body, like we did earlier, was the entity clearing. And you all know how your emotions affect your life. And typically, people get very emotional with different situations. This is an emotional planet, so this is kind of how you are sampling the energies here. This is why we do the entity clearing, because you know how whacked out you can get at times emotionally, and just think if you had 1,000 entities inside of you doing the same thing to you, it can get kind of disconcerting. So this is why we always do the emotional clearing first, to clear away these densities from you that your emotional body has collected. And this is not entity. This is actually the thought forms that are presented, that are brought up in this lifetime for you to heal. And unfortunately, these thought forms are from your ancestors, because that's how we experience life here through emotion. So you're running the emotions of all of your ancestors through you at one time. This is your genetics. This is your cellular memory. This is why some people, when they do special therapies with other people, the practitioner can touch somebody's body in a certain location, and the person can sometimes, maybe through hypnosis, actually say, yeah, I feel this event happening to me in so-and-so year in the past. So basically, this is what happens. And your body wants to heal these judgments, which are emotions, from the past so it can live longer. And this is why we always do the emotional body first. Now, the emotional body clearing is actually three clearings in one. The first clearing is of the emotions. So it neutralizes, puts them back into zero balance, the situations in this lifetime. And the second stage to this here would be healing your spirit of the imprinting that the emotional body has presented to it and imprinted this negative energy on it. This is why people don't incarnate instantly, because they have to have the emotional body cleansed out of the spirit so that the spirit can come in with its full spirit energy to help and to do this process of clearing out the body. And then the third part to the clearing, which all happens at the exact same time, is it clears out the traumas and the emotions out of your physical body so you can accept more healing. So this is what I do with everyone, and it's the most important clearing you can ever have in your lifetime. I don't have to do it with people knowing about it either. If you have maybe a parent or grandparent or a child or a sibling or relatives or somebody who you work with that's given you a hard time, having these emotional energies cleared out of them will actually make your life a lot mellower toward that person and them toward you. For yourself, what happens is you feel the energy leave your body. It's instant. It's an hour session, basically. And when you think about your lifetime, a lot of those traumas are released from you that you've experienced, and you can just move on with your life and allow the past just lay back dormant inside of you. We're going to do emotional sampling here, and we're going to go back 5 days in your life. And here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. And the other side of the coin of the emotional body is the feeling body. This is like another energy system entirely different. Some people resonate more with the feeling body over the emotions. It just depends what type of person you are and how you have chosen to experience life on the earth plane here. If you're a really feeling person, you may get actually more out of the benefit of the feeling over the emotions, but the emotions have to be done first in order to clear your spirit. So here we go. We'll do a feeling body sample. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I'll just bring up some of the other requests that we have on the fast chat. And let's see, we have a request for clearing any of the dark energies and lifting them up into the light.
Yeah, we could. I'll do that at the end of the program here. I'm not prepared this second to do that negative energy work here, so. What's the next question, Sylvia?
Okay, so we have a question or a request for bringing everyone into the present moment.
Okay, so here we go. So we're going to go from the past, where you can be in the past and the future at the same time with your consciousness. Now, this is mind energy, mind you, okay? Little pun on words there. Remember, when you think about being in the future or the past, that's where you are with your thoughts. The light only works in the now, so there's no reason to be anywhere else but in the now if you want to be in the light. And this is the way the light works. Light does not use mind energy whatsoever. They never created mind energy, and the mind energy is typically of the dark side, and it separates you from spiritual truth. Remember, the mind energy is only there to torment you through the past and through mind control, through the emotions. All this is mind energy under that umbrella. And so what happens is when you start working with the mind energy, you finally realize that the mind energy is basically only there to take away life, where the heart energy gives life. And so this is one way to look at it. So here we go. We're going to go from the past, and we'll go 10 days ago. So here we go. I'll just count from 10 down to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And for those of you who now have part of your consciousness, your mind energy in the future, bringing that back, we'll go 10 days. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. I'll just put some music on again so you can kind of sit back and relax and kind of sample the ceiling here. Just see how your body's responding. This is the way you need to see how things are working. Remember, you want to be in your heart because your mind is always going to tell you either it's working or it's not, and it will lead you astray, especially when you have entities talking to you. This is why muscle testing is not 100%. You can get an entity inside of your body who wants something or doesn't want something, and they can give you an erroneous reading on the process of doing muscle testing. Over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see. Next we had a request for, I'll pick up a couple of questions first and then we can take up the next request. So we had a question about from one of the listeners who has experienced that the healings feel different at different times of the day that you're on, because the radio program is on at different times. So the question is, does this have any explanation from your perspective, Ron?
Yeah, I'd say it'd probably be the parallel lives, number one, or the planetary situation. So I would assume that either one of those could cause that change in you. Typically, the healing will work the same, except it all depends how much you're under attack by the dark side. So remember, you're being quartered by planets, and you're also in parallel life. So if you happen to be asleep in a parallel life, then more than likely, the healings may work a little bit quicker for you as opposed to being awake when you're being drained of your energy. That's how I would perceive that. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have another fun question, which is, can you please tell us a city on Earth that is 100% on in the light right now so that we can move there?
That's a good one. Well, the dark side's everywhere, so I don't think that's possible. We did go to one on our Saturday call. It was very beautiful in the Earth here. That was just wonderful. You have to find a city that is strictly in the now. And if you're in the now, then you're in the light, and that's where that would be. But I wish there was one. Maybe we could all create one, huh? We could all move to one location and be in the now and make a city that would be full of light. Because the light only comes in the now. Back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you to expand on that, especially for anyone who hasn't heard you talk before about how it is about the light only working in the now.
Okay, so like we just got through doing the energy from the past to the and the future, those are all mind energy. So what you want to do if you're first time listening here, just put a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle of it. And we'll just say on the left side you put mind energy. Now the mind energy is the darkness energy. It controls you. It's controlled by extraterrestrials. It's controlled by mind control. You have electromagnetic radiation transmissions. All these are thought energies, okay? And they have information attached to them. And the light only works in the now, so the light has no predictions. Where in mind energy, you have predictions. This is why people talk about 2012 happening, because they're tapped into the darkness energy. And this doesn't make it bad if they're reading it. In fact, going to a spiritual reader, an intuitive, a psychic, etc., if they give you good information about a tragedy going to be happening into your life, you might take note of that so you can avoid negative consequences. Your horoscope, which is what I call it, and your natal chart, these are how the planets are mind-controlling you. And that's on the left side of the piece of paper. That's under mind control, too. So is voodoo and witchcraft, a lot of the New Age churches that deal with mind. One church, their whole philosophy is science of mind. Why it's not science of heart, I don't know. I'd like to have somebody maybe explain that to me sometime. But the science of mind and spiritual mind treatment, well, that's what they do. And that's all dark side energies. And you may say, gee, how could he be saying this? Well, what you're looking at is the mind energy. The mind energy does not know love. You can talk about the mind all you want. You can use attributes of love for the mind. But the mind does not understand or know love. Love is only in the heart center. So there should be new churches coming out, at least, you know, hopefully there would be, where it would be the science of heart. And when you go to that church, they don't talk about the mind, they just talk about the heart and how you can come into your heart, how you can have your heart energy heal you. And remember, the heart will never cause anybody any harm, where the mind energy will always do that. It's always a battle of the mind, trying to outthink, outwit somebody else. You know, in all of our wars that we have maybe generals and other people using mind energy to try to figure out what to do to overcome or to conquer something else. So that's the battle of the mind. So the mind energy was never created by the light, because the mind energy, like I mentioned earlier, only takes away life. That's all that it can do to you. Remember, your emotional body is mind energy. It's an energy of thought. Entities come into you and give you programmed thoughts from their past. And all this is to take away your light frequency. Now, the light, getting back to that now, the light only works in the now. So there's no predictions. It's only love energy. Very, very simple. So the right side of your paper will have really nothing on it. Just that it's pure love. That's all you have to write down is pure love energy, which is in your heart, which is what your spirit is. And the left side, you can probably go on for pages and pages and pages about what the mind energy does. And what you want to get to is the fact and the point in your life where you can actually have your heart energy think for you. This is what the ascension process is to be able to fully have your spirit in your body 100%. And in order to do that, you have to release all the densities out of your body, all of the past programmed thoughts from your ancestors, so your spirit can fully come into your body and become a light body. And when that happens, then you're fully realized. This is what a lot of the masters have done here. They've managed to get rid of their genetic predispositions, all of their thoughts of their ancestors, in order to do their work here. And the only difference between you and a master is the fact that they have done this work. The light ship is here now, comes every 2,000 years to help you do this process. It's a lot of work on their part. It's not instantaneous in a sense. It takes about an hour to do special clearings on people. But compared to like what they mentioned to do your whole lifetime, if you had to do it here physically, it'd take about 10 lifetimes to do one lifetime here if you work continuously on it. So there is actually no modality of healing on this earth plane that can actually take away and heal you like the creation light ship can. This is why they come to help you. So the main thing is the light only works in the now. Anything outside of the now is not of the light, and it's of the darkness energy, which is mind control. And the mind is there. Remember, the mind has your self-fulfilling prophecies, and it'll keep looking and looking and looking. And it's actually, as it's looking, it's actually judging the light. Because it's judging everything to try to get an answer that you feel is correct. And when you finally get that answer, or you finally give up on it, then it goes into something else to look for. So anyway, the whole thing is the light only works in the now, and that's where the light is. This is where you want to be with your spirit and your heart center so you can stay in the light. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for talking about that. That's wonderful for everyone. And also, would you like to do a couple more samples of maybe the few more of those bodies so that people can feel what that's like? Maybe the sensory body, fear body, anger body, that type of thing?
Sure, okay. We'll first do the mind body here, the mental body. So here we go. We're going to take away some of the mental energy that's been tormenting you here. We'll go back again 5 days. So here we go. 5 days cleared, 4 cleared, 3 cleared, 2 cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And what happens, it takes these bodies and puts them back into balance, back into a neutral state of consciousness. Okay, we'll do a pain body. That one's real popular with people. A lot of people suffer chronic pain. And here we go, pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. We'll do a sensory body. Now, the sensory body is how you physically sample energies here. If you don't work in emotions, you might work in something else. You might work with feeling energies with your fingertips. You might use your ears, might use your eyes. So these are how you sense life on this planet. And sometimes I can get overstimulated and you can get kind of maybe freaked out or unable to take any more energies in. That's through over being stimulated too much here. So here we go, sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And these are all basic sample clearings. It clears away probably 80 to 90% of that issue. But in order to have your whole life cleared, the way the light ship actually works is they go from your present moment in time back, excuse me, back to conception, so that this is a 100% clearing so that you are complete. Just having the samples will never clear you out completely. It's only a way that they can show you that they do the work instantly for you. And you have many, many light beings working with you when each time I do one of these clearings here. We'll do one other clearing here. We're going to do a what I call a past life clearing. We call it a sensory clearing with a C. The other one is a sensory with an S, so the words can sound similar sometimes. So this is the sensory. It works every 100 years. So I'm going to go back to the 1500s for everybody. And this, again, will clear away some of your genetic traumas that you've occurred through your ancestors that's now passed on to you. So we'll go from now back to the age 2000, so that's cleared. 2000 to 1900 cleared, 1800 to 1900 cleared, 1700 to 1800 cleared, 1600 to 1700 cleared, and 1500 to 1600 cleared. There we go. So I'll put some music on. You can just sample these clearings here and just see how they feel to you. And again, you want to connect with your spirit and your heart, not your mind, and ask your spirit how it's being helped with this here and how your body's being desensitized and being taken out of the trauma and the judgment from your past. Thank you. and we'll take away some stress. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And tension. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. The light beam on your monitor screen. We'll bring in St. Francis to this light beam right now. And here he comes. He'll be with you in 15 seconds. You want to ask for healing and guidance in your heart center. Watch the light beam change here. Janina to the light beam. Again, watch the light beam on your monitor screen. If you're new to the program, just scroll down to Creation Light Shift Healing. Go to today's day, which is Monday or Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Click on it and move down a little ways on your scroll bar, about an inch or so, and you'll see a light beam there. And here comes Janina. And watch the picture change here on your monitor screen. Your eyes become brighter, fuller, stronger. You see the rays around her head change. You maybe start to float on your monitor screen. You become more three-dimensional. And she's here. So stay in your heart and request healing and guidance right now. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, let's see. We had a question from a listener on the Fast Chat about getting rid of clutter in your life and your mind. So would you like to talk about possibly that?
Yeah, the like I said, the emotional healing is probably the best one to get rid of a lot of that clutter. Remember, you're recycling your past. And the past that you're recycling is your ancestors' thoughts, so they keep haunting you. And that's what we're mainly dealing with in this lifetime, is trying to clean the body up for ascension. This also happens in every lifetime. And what I will say is if you happen to see some event in your life happening very frequently, maybe within a week's time, a situation, you may want to really take note of that, because it could be on your doorstep. So that's the way the body also responds to different things, and you may tune into that energetically too. So the main thing is to have clearings done so that you're able to live in the now more than you were before, and that way you're out of situations typically, because the more you're in the now, the more you're in the light, and then you're out of mind control. So back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and I would just add to that as you are in your heart center, the more you are able to stay there, the more simple life gets, in a sense of not being cluttered with a lot of distractions, other things going on. And as your frequency raises from working on yourself, and also getting clearings and participating in this radio program, you may notice that things that had been going on in your life before will kind of fall away, or just people that maybe you were having a difficulty with, or who were at a different vibration than you are, will kind of fall away also as you continue with that process. So sometimes that alone can just really make your life a lot more peaceful and simple and kind of uncluttered, like you say. And the heart is not cluttered. It's just the mind energy, like Ron was saying, that is. So it's all about being in the heart center. So let's see. I think we had one question or request on the Fast Chat that I hadn't got to yet, and that is for clearing of psychic attacks front and back, or things, thought projections, things like that.
Well, we'll do a chakra clearing here.
Okay.
So we'll go to your sixth chakra and release energy cords that are attached to you from other people. Remember, once they think about you, they're attaching themselves to you, and that's true of yourself. If you think of somebody, you're automatically putting a link out to that person, and unfortunately, it could be a negative link, because you may be taking their energy. So here we go. We're going to work with the sixth chakra, releasing cords that people have attached to you. So sixth chakra is released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, and first released. And now, likewise, you do the same clearing on yourself. These are energy cords that you gave to somebody else by thinking of them for whatever reason. And here we go. I'm going to bring back your energy to yourself. Remember, when you put a cord out, energy is being drained from you, or the person is taking energy from you, or you're giving it energy to them. Either way, it's a drain from one person or the other. So it should not be done. So here we go, bringing back your energy system, sixth chakra. Here we go, fifth chakra, fourth chakra, third chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. Remember, this is what the planets are doing to you. This is why I clear over 2,000 planets out of your energetic field when I do the planetary clearing. This is why you feel much better afterwards, and how they don't affect you any longer. All of a sudden, you can feel like I don't have to worry about a planet being in retrograde, or I can look at the moon now and not feel, afraid of it or what's going to happen to me. And you don't feel that energy pull from at least the planets that you know of. But remember, there's so many of them out there, and the dark side uses them, along with your horoscope, to predict your life and to transmit energy to you. And another famous text that we have is the Old Testament, and that's why we have in that, you know, the negative sides imprinting on this sacred text so they can know what the mission is here. This is why you can bring up information from the Bible code and why it's in there. And that's only because they needed a script down here to follow, so they put it in that, and it's here. This is why you can use hindsight and look at things and why things turn out, because that's the dark side's way of doing things for mind control to connect to us and to do things to us, unfortunately, that are negative, and they're all mind energies. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then, would you say then, Ron, or can you talk a little bit about what happens if, let's say, a person is thinking of another person, even if it's a thought of them in, you know, kind of a good thought or loving thought, is that a psychic attack of some kind if it's not coming through your heart center?
Yes, it is. Remember, any kind of thought, if it's not in non-judgment, is a negative attack on someone. So, remember, it's just your interpretation if the thought is a positive thought or not. It could be a negative thought to someone else. So that's judgment. And so whenever you have a thought that's in judgment, then, in fact, all thoughts are probably judgment. That's why you think, right? So if you're in the heart, there's no judgment there. So what you're doing is you're judging the divine, and you're sending off a thought energy to somebody with a lot of intent. And remember, even if it's a good thought, it may be negative, you know. I can think of a lot of issues that a person who may have a warped mind might think it's a great thought. I won't get into that because it'll be very negative, but I think you know what I'm talking about. So what's good to you may not be good to somebody else, and that is a psychic attack. Remember, mind energy is all psychic attack energy. So whenever you transmit that to somebody, you are giving them a psychic attack. Back to you, and that's the way prayers work also.
So then if we are... there. In a sense, if we're in the mind energy, we are judging the divine and then pitching ourselves off from the flow of the divine?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. So the divine, whatever it created, is perfect. It doesn't judge any of its creation, just that we judge them. So by thinking a positive thought or a negative thought to someone and projecting that energy off to them, doesn't mean that it's going to be useful or helpful. Remember, they have their own frequency of energy, and there's no people that are identical. Identical twins may be, but other than that, the energy of consciousness will be different with everybody. And so when you project your energy to someone else, you're giving them a psychic attack just by doing that, because your energy field can no way ever match their energy field or their pattern. It's like snowflakes. So that's how you have to look at mind energy. This is why it's so negative and so bad to project thoughts to people, because a thought can kill someone, just like witchcraft and voodoo and whatever else people use along with that. And it's the same thing. This is unfortunate that the New Age metaphysics now is all about the mind. And the only reason I can come up with that why they're doing it now at this end of this 2,000-year cycle is to keep you from ascending. So they gave you some mixed signals here, some false information about the divine, about how it's the mind of God that you connect to. And from there, you get caught into the New Age philosophy of oneness, that you're all one, and that, you know, I hear all kinds of speakers talk about it. I won't get into that. You know, most of it is garbage. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so this is a question that comes up a lot when we're talking about getting out of the mind and getting into the heart, and people ask, well, you know, what do you do when you have to use discernment or you have to use your mind? So is there a way to have that energy go through your heart center so that it's not harming others when you're doing that?
Well, if you do healing work and you're strictly in the heart energy, then the heart will connect with the heart of someone else, so you can have a spirit-to-spirit connection. And then the spirit from that person is only going to allow the divine energy from your spirit to connect to them, and that's how healing should work. Otherwise, it's mind energy. And you can think all you want about how divine your mind is, and that you're sending love energy. Like I said before, love energy has nothing to do with heart energy. It's like mixing, you know, water and oil. So you can never send love energy from the mind because it doesn't know what love is. So the whole thing is, you know, like I said, like you said, being in discernment. Well, when you're in discernment, you're in your heart. And this is no judgment at all. You're just observing life, and you're not judging what's going on around you. And that's where you actually want to be. That way you don't get tied into thinking of something. Remember, if you think of anything and you connect to it, you're cording it. And when you cord it, then you're bringing in that energy into yourself. So you're mixing energies like water and oil. And what's that oil going to do to you if you're a water being, we'll say, you know, or just think of a bird that got stuck into the ocean, you know, where they had oil on the water. It's the same process. It just kind of had that for a visual. And, you know, the mind energy is only out there to cause death, to kill the love energy. Back to you.
So we all have a choice to make regarding the using either the mind energy or the heart energy. And I think our time is actually up. So can you sum up your message for today in a sentence or so before we leave to leave people with?
Yeah, stay in your heart. Just a quick question here from TD there. Create your reality with your thought comments. Your thought will create your reality in the dark side, of course. That's what everybody uses. And then you're tied into the darkness when you use mind energy. This is what the New Age philosophy is. It's to use your mind to create your reality, to find your parking place. Well, then you're doing psychic attack energy. So the whole thing is to stay in your heart center, not to get involved with the mind energy, and use the mind of the heart to give your decisions. It's a whole different energy. It's pure love energy. And it will never hurt anything around you. And that's the true divine connection that you have is in your heart, which is pure love energy. So that's the end of our show. We have a four-hour show coming up, conference call. If you really want to see what it's like to be in the now for 4 hours, it's a ways away, September 20th of next month. But I thought I'd bring that out for people who really want to understand what it's like to be in your heart center. I also have one-hour conference calls. I have one coming up here in a half an hour. And they're every Monday and Friday where we go to the light shift. And that time you're in the now also. You're not in the mind. You're in pure love energy for one whole hour of time. And the cost for that one is only $20. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. And stay in your heart. Blessings.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.